Have you been to that sacred place within? That place that sound can create? Let's go there together. A place with the freshest beats. Gamelan tones of Indonesia. The many sounds of Brazil. The possibilities are infinite. All available on Mixotroph, the best in world music, every other Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Join me, Nolzy, for exclusive interviews with local musicians and musical explorations. Tune in!
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions. Run for the knife when I step into the jungle. We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Devon Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devon Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devon Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com.
We want to know if you can handle the heat this fun drive. From now until February 14th, we're looking at raising $20,000 for Discorder Magazine. Now what's that $20,000 gonna do? It's gonna let you boogie on down to our website. That's right, Disco Magazine is gonna be even more accessible online with our new website. But don't worry, you'll still get to boogie with Disco in real life with even more locations as we expand across the city. And finally, with your help, we get to preserve every Discorder magazine that's ever been. So to all the alumni out there and every generation of Discorder magazine lovers, we're making sure to treat you right this Valentine's Day by preserving the goods and all the artistry Disco magazine has conjured through the years. Disco never dies on our watch, so head to www.donate2citr.ca to keep Disco Magazine groovin'.
Thank you. Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is the CIT Archive Show. I'm your host, Sophie Diebold, and I'm joined today by the guest of all time, Nolan.
Very excited to be here. Thanks for having me, Sophie.
Thank you for being here, Nolan. Nolan is like my show neighbor, but if we lived in the same house in different, in parallel universes.
Yep. Because my show is next week. And we also have done some archiving stuff together, which is both to do with Discorder magazine and the vinyl collection. And that's actually going to be our topic today.
For today, yeah.
We're going to be talking about Frank Chickens.
Frank Chickens. So before we get started, I'd like to remind everybody that we are broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territories of the Musqueam Nation at the University of British Columbia. And this land, which I've been a settler of since 2021, has brought me so many opportunities, including this one, the opportunity to share the history of our beloved station here. And this is a show about history, and history is never in the past. And we must always remain aware and remain critical of the systems that brought us here where we are today. So wherever you're tuning in from, think of where you are and how you got there.
Yeah, and also tomorrow there's going to be a march in solidarity of murdered and missing Indigenous women starting at 12 at Carnegie Community Hall. So if you're interested in showing up for the community there, be a beautiful way to show some love.
And, right on. Thank you for sharing that.
Let's get into our episode for today, shall we?
Let's do it. Today is the last day of Fun Drive, actually.
Yeah. So
donate.
Yep. Empty your
give
wallets.
Us your money.
Open them now.
If you're able to, we would love for you to support our beloved station. We've been around for a while, and with your help, we can get more into the archives. We can get more into the preservation of Discorder magazine, and you will help us spread the publications further into the world. So we would really appreciate all the help you can give us. Mm-hmm. Today's the last day to donate. You can go to donatetocitr.ca to do that. We would really appreciate it. And there's been so many good events going on this week. We've had a lot of fun dancing, a lot of disco. Mm-hmm. Did you attend any of the...
No.
Yeah, you were at the opening, the Goat String Orchestra.
Yes,
that was the first one that happened.
The opening, yes.
Last week, yeah.
Great
we did
fun.
A kickoff party here.
And yeah, we're excited that that's wrapping up. We've raised, I think, like 12,000, which is great.
Yeah.
But Pretty solid. Also with that, we actually contributed to this month's Discorder magazine, which was sort of like a throwback retrospective, and that has to do with today's episode, because we did interview of Frank Chickens. Do you want to tell the story of how we first came to that?
I'll start it off. So it was a Thursday here at the station. Nolan, you were gonna do your show, but the studio was being renovated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't gonna go in at first. And then we went into the record library just to see what was
hang
up,
out,
you know, hang out.
Find some music.
Finding music. And we came across, was it Get Chickenized?
Get Chickenized, yeah.
By Frank Chickens, their album.
Which you just heard, the last song that played, by the way, was them. We Are Frank Chickens.
Yes.
Epic track.
Epic track.
And
epic opening track.
Yeah, so we just like stumbled across it and we were both like, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
We did a chicken episode because I was like, there's so many good chicken songs.
Yep.
So we did a chicken themed episode and it was great.
Right.
It shook a lot of butt.
And then part two of that was you later on, right?
Yeah. Finding... At the archives, like a couple weeks later, I think.
Uh-huh.
I happened to be looking through this like 1990s box of old Discorder issues and Nolan was there while I was doing that, which is crazy.
Coincidence.
And this 1990 issue had an interview of Frank Chickens when they were here for the Vancouver Folk Fest. And we were like, whoa!
Yep. So awesome.
It was awesome.
And then so we got even more into them. And then we're like, wouldn't it be cool to see what how they were doing now? Like, what is Frank Chicken's like? These two, like, quite odd Japanese women with, like, kind of an undescribable, like, sound. So we, long story short, we reached out to them. We interviewed them. You can find that interview in this this month's issue of Discorder. And, yeah, so we just kind of wanted to do a follow-up on that and play some more of their music, talk about the influences of the two OG Frank Chickens.
Right, yeah. Because the article that we came across in 1990, it had Kazuko Hoki and Atsuko Kimura. And then we interviewed Kazuko and Kazumi, which was an OG member of the Chickens, yeah. But had like hiatus.
She had took some time off. And we're going to get into that a little bit later. But I think, first of all, it could be nice to just introduce you beautiful listeners to a bit more of the chickenizing. And yeah, I think We Say You Say, I think this is the first track that we heard on record. Yeah. And this was like breakthrough moment.
Breakthrough moment.
So this is We Say You Say by Frank Chickens.
What you say?
You say, disco baby, we say,
fun.
This is CITR Archive with Sophia Nolan on CITR 101.9 FM. That last track was called Yellow Detective by Frank Chickens. Before that was We Say, You Say. and we're gonna. This is a Frank Chicken special.
In case you're just joining us.
And
Yeah. Okay, so.
So Frank Chickens, who is Frank Chickens? That's a question I want to know. When I first heard that, these tracks, and we're gonna tell you, Frank Chickens, originally Kazuko Hoki and Kazumi Taguchi.
Mm-hmm.
They're from Japan, based in London, as where they still are today. And yeah, some definitely odd, the interest in doing kind of weird out there stuff. And we're going to play a bit later parts of the interview with
their
them.
Their influences, yeah.
Which we did a couple months ago. But basically in the beginning, Kazuko was working in the Japanese American Toy Theater, I believe, in London, doing these performances with like toys and mm-hmm. kind of interested in that intersection of theatrical stuff and cross-cultural pollination and stories. And so that was kind of one of the beginning seeds for the Frank Chicken's weirdness. And then she met Kazumi.
Mm-hmm. At the community center,
I think they were studying together.
Yeah.
And they were both kind of misfits. And like they talk a lot about this in the interview.
If you pick up an issue of Discorder,
you can get the full story.
Yeah.
We're giving you kind of
sneak peek
here. Yeah. But all this kind of music they're doing is a lot of it is with the backing tracks. So like karaoke style. They collaborated with some English musicians at the time who helped produce this music, but they were kind of part of this movement of bringing like karaoke to the UK in the 80s. So they first formed, I believe, in 1982?
82, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of this fun mixing of just like this very theatrical, silly performing with like backing tracks and just talking about like kind of playing with gender norms around women, especially Japanese women. Mm-hmm. And that last track you just heard now is We Are Ninja, and kind of playing around with the idea that the Japanese women are supposed to be like submissive or like pacified, and like I feel like Frank Chickens is anything but that,
the total opposite,
totally, yeah. Like
breaking norms,
maxed out with the fun, silliness, absurdity.
Yeah. Absurdity is a good word for that. It feels like their music sort of like they talk about how Japanese culture sees American culture and how American culture sees Japanese culture.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of like blend both like stereotypical views of certain things.
Yeah. Or British culture.
British
and like
culture.
All these intersections.
Yeah. I guess
of
like North
West and
Western culture in general. And yeah. And so you get this like weird kind of Dada, campy, mm-hmm. very 80s sort of creation.
Yeah, it's so 80s.
It's really cool. According to Google, it's falls under rock, synth pop, reggae, enka, hip hop, culture, and dance electronic.
It's really hard because I know they sort of like qualify themselves as like punk performances. I've seen that.
Yeah, art pop.
Yeah, it's just like kind of everything.
Yeah, it really is everything.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
And I mean now. So now they're still going. Frank Chickens is still a unit, still based in London. And they now have like 20 members, many more members of just like other misfits and other mm-hmm. kind of cool cats around the London scene. And
they host a festival now since 2016, I believe.
Yep.
Called Ura Matsuri. And it's just meant to showcase different artists from East and South Asia.
Yeah, in London. So
in London,
and kind of the same sort of spaces that Frank Chickens is a part of, like kind of outsider, kind of
blending spaces, like queer spaces and kind of out there music, performance, art, comedy, fusion. There's like tons of really interesting artists on the lineup that have played at this festival.
Yeah. They have a website if you want to look more into it. It's udamatsuri.com. UramatsuRi.
Yeah, it's a yearly thing now. They've just and they got some funding, some bigger funding this year, so
they put very hard work into applying to grants.
Yeah.
They told us themselves, so if you're in those territories,
yeah,
go support.
If you're in London.
In London.
In the summertime.
Yeah.
Sounds like a blast.
Yes. Oh, and Uda means other side in Japanese, and Matsuri means local community festival. So it's kind of like an alternative space.
Yeah. The flip side.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, Frank Chickens. We dig them. And
we hope you dig them too.
Yeah, they were really lovely to interview. Very charming and warm people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just kind of sharing a lot about their whole process of coming to the UK and how cultural norms are so different, and how there's something that we kind of, in our interview, we talked about how in the 1990 interview with Frank Chickens, they talked about how in Japanese culture, karaoke is this super serious thing, which I thought was really interesting.
Right, it's like businessmen going straight from work.
Yeah,
sometimes they practice
climates
on their own.
Before
they like do their karaoke.
It's a serious thing. You're proving your abilities, and then it's funny because I feel like this group was part of this bringing it to the UK and making it this like kind of silly thing where people just get super drunk and just like sing terribly.
Yeah. Which is how it's like perceived in like Western countries, like karaoke. You're meant to look like a fool. Like,
yeah.
That's what they say.
Totally.
Yeah. It's an interesting contrast for sure.
So a lot of this stuff is just like them they're just stepping up with all this sort of crazy makeup to the mic and just singing. There's this really funny video of them like performing in Norway.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many funny
videos.
There's
a lot of them.
Highly recommend you because just the audio experience is not really enough to experience.
You gotta
Frank
see them.
Chickens.
I mean, hopefully one day we can see them live.
That would be nice.
I know. Yeah.
They
talked a lot about Okinawan music too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically, the reason why the 1990 interview was Atsuko Kamura was because Kazumi was away studying. And do you want to play part of the interview where she talks about that and what she was doing during
that
time?
Coming right up.
Cool.
Group, and it's really brilliant, and that group is like, I mean, with a sanshin player, sanshin is a Japanese like Okinawa again, so it's banjo, and she sings, and then some of the Frank Chickens does a backing chorus, and the Kazumi is doing this samba, so it's like annex of Frank Chickens, but it's so satisfying to see this thing happening, you know. It's because Frank Chickens existed, that's why this group exists. And that seeing that in front of you is like something that I might have achieved something, although I'm not a part of it at all. But, you know, you feel really great.
What is the name of this group? Are you actively performing, or is it with Frank Chicken's performances? Can you talk a little bit more about it?
Sorry? Do you want to talk about this Yuko's group? Yuko's Sansing group? Yuko's Sansing group?
Sorry?
And
do
you want to talk about Yuko's Sansing group a bit more?
Okinawan song is a folk song, yeah. It's in the south of Japan, and used to be different kingdom, different country, but after annexation, I mean that after Japan modernized, it became part of Japan. and but they have a distinct culture, and actually they were kind of subordinate to China, and then anyway, so they have slightly different music scale and so on. So slightly they're more like a Southeast Asian sort of in flavor. And then there is a three-string instrument which is come from China, but slightly smaller and with a snake skin. And so
that's called the sanshin.
Yeah, that is sanshin, three-string banjo. And I played that one too when, you know, long time ago. And then they have a distinctive culture and drumming and so on, dancing. And they're party people. They like, you know, but at the same time, that is their identity as an Okinawan people, you know, that's culture rather than part of Japan. So they want to keep that, you know.
So that was a little snippet of the interview where Kazumi is talking about Okinawan culture, folk music, that was kind of inspiration for her going to back to study like ethnographic music traditions. And it's amazing because she is actually part of a group that kind of plays those traditional music that performed with Frank Chickens. So so it's cool to see that there was this kind of fusion of folk stuff with like kind of the more modern electronic Frank Chickens 80s sound. So that was, and I, one thing that struck me was how much there's like a connection between like Chinese cultures, like in the traditional like instruments and folk traditions, but also in the old interview, they talk about like Hong Kong humor in Hong Kong cinema, which I think was really cool.
Yeah. They talk a lot about how certain movies were a huge influence and how they, I guess, like approach humor in their songs.
Yeah. Like kind of this more, like, I think that they describe as like toughness of Hong Kong humor, like using humor to like laugh at difficult situations. Cause like Hong Kong under like colonial rule of like Britain and China. So
yeah.
And that's something that, like, in the interview with us, they kind of talk about as well, as like kind of a way to like understand political situations better and kind of voice your own experience through the music, which we thought was really interesting.
Really, yeah,
and
really beautiful.
We got in touch just about like this episode here, and Kazumi actually shared with us this really cool kind of arrangement of a traditional Okinawan song that is like kind of a crate digger find.
Yeah.
Like I was kind of amazed to hear this. It's really
good.
Interesting. So
who sent this again? Oh, this was Kazumi. Kazumi said this tune is not Okinawan folk music, but Okinawan classic tune.
Okay.
And it is one of the most important tunes, and it is collaborated with jazz musicians. It has a cool sound, and I thought you might like to listen to it. It's called Gayadi Fu Buchi. I definitely botched that, sorry. And it's played by Okinawan traditional musicians. And they play the sanshin, which is a three-string snake-skinned banjo.
Looks really cool, yeah.
With a jazz group, Jun Arasaki and the Nine Sheeps. Here it is.
Let's give it a listen. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the CIT Archive Show, and you're listening to Okinawa Song by Ryuichi Sakamoto.
The last song was Kai Adi Fubushi by Jun Arasaki from the Nine Sheep, jazz arrangement of an Okinawan classical song. We're going deep into the musical history. And Ryuichi Sakamoto, another great influence on the Frank Chickens. So let's listen to Okinawa Song. That was Okinawa Song by Ryuichi Sakamoto off his 1987 album Neo Geo. That was a track that inspired Frank Chicken. Specifically, Kazumi mentioned this in her interview, was the influence of Ryuichi Sakamoto. And it's interesting because he was also doing bringing this interest of traditional music into this 80s electronic drum track kind of techno pop scene, which is very like the core of what Frank Chickens is doing. And I mean, they're both like innovators in this field. I feel like Frank Chickens kind of has that more playful, irreverent take on like the traditional like Enka ballads, which we're going to get into a little bit after, but also like these Okinawan singers. And yeah, there's this great concert as well that Sakamoto did during the pandemic, where it's just piano and then a shamisen player. So shamisen is like came after the sanshin, I believe. So sanshin is the Okinawan snake skin kind of banjo, and then so these are both like traditional instruments. So yeah, it's kind of cool to see the cross pollination. And I think we want to play another song by other contemporaries of theirs. Harumi Hosono, who was in Yellow Magic Orchestra with Sakamoto, legendary group. And we're going to play a track of his that Kazuko requested to be played as an influence.
Yeah, she sent the link to the whole album, but we picked the first track.
Title track, yeah, the first one.
It's called Tokyo Rush, and the name of the album is Paraiso.
I love these guys. They're so cool.
Thank you.
That was Tokyo Rush by Harry Hosono on his 1978 album, Paraíso.
Paraíso, paradise.
Beautiful, so funky. Another request by Kazuko, by Frank Chickens. Definitely can see why they like that. the fun kind of party nature of that.
Yeah.
And one thing we were just commenting on is, well, first of all, that album Paraíso has an amazing album cover, but Frank Chickens also has really cool, consistently, great cover art.
Yeah.
Do you want to describe what's happening on the cover of
which record is that?
We Are Frank Chickens.
We Are Frank Chickens. I think this is supposed to be Mothra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, next to an exploding volcano. And the chickens, the Frank chickens, are like enlarged right
not
on the sky.
Not actual chickens. It's them.
But it's like, them.
Yeah.
looking like goddesses.
Yeah.
And then there's a beach and there's people.
Men. Well, that's them, right? I feel like.
Oh, it looks like.
It looks like a many clone versions.
Yeah, I didn't even notice. They have like their same makeup and everything. It's incredible. And then the back. These are actually from the record library here.
Yeah.
The Wax Museum at the station.
How we actually found.
Which I found out today that we had more than one album by these people. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. And the back of this album features little like descriptions of all the tracks. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to read the one for We Are Frank Chickens. It says, "This is about us, chicken gangsters, living in a garbage. We free cannery from penthouse. In case you want to join us, we teach you our ritual dance step in this song, Chicken Walk."
Yeah, that sums it up pretty well.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah, these records were getting played a lot. Back in the day, people used to have to write on the records, basically, on the little slip of paper, like when it was, the vinyl was being played before the digital age. And especially this Fujiyama Mama record. People were loving it.
And some people wrote reviews in the back of it, too.
Great tune.
Yeah.
So we're getting towards the end. We want to talk a bit more about the other influences of Frank Chickens.
Yeah.
Specifically, Enka ballads, right?
Ballads,
so Enka is like kind of this another
slower,
traditional kind of melancholic songs
for
of old,
and yearning.
Yep, and this is something that's kind of influenced their style and their music. So we wanted to share some of that music that they shared with us.
This is one that Kazuko sent. It's called Akiyoshiro. Sorry, no, the artist is called Akiyoshiro, and the track is called Love in Rainy Days.
Very fitting for this city.
Thank you.
Love in rainy days.
That's how I feel in the city of Vancouver.
Yeah, the winters be brutal.
This one has been really nice.
Generally speaking, though.
It's been sunny.
It can be quite.
I feel taken care of.
Yes.
Life is good.
Vitamin D.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Game changer.
So that was an anchor track. I think more of the modern kind of post-war anchor period of these kind of Japanese ballads. But the genre predates that to the Meiji era of Japan after the 1860s. And we're just reading about how it was also like a form of speaking out politically against kind of government censure of like speaking political text to music. So it's kind of a cool history of that. And
translates to speech song enka. Is it the word enka?
Speech song. Yeah. And it's kind of cool to see Frank Chickens like reimagine that and like parody it and bring this playfulness and silliness. Because like they talk a lot about how like in Japan, their home culture, it's very like constrictive and you have your role in society and you're not supposed to like speak out too much and like you can't really be an artist. If you're an artist, you really have to be like the best, and kind of finding that freedom in the Western kind of space. So yeah, I think it'd be nice to listen to their kind of interpretation of an anchor song.
Yeah.
And all of this is on Ninja Legends box set 4 CD, 1983-1989. Go buy that.
Go buy
look
that.
It up. Another incredible album art, by the way. Them like busting out as ninjas through the CD.
It's pretty cool.
So yeah, we're getting to the end here, but we're gonna play sake ballad.
This is sake ballad.
Get your sake out.
Oh,
So that was Sake Ballad by Frank Chickens.
An absolute tearjerker there.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're getting to the end here, but we didn't want to end with like
such a dramatic,
overly kind of sad song.
Especially because it's Valentine's season. We want to...
No heartbreak.
No heartbreak.
Just love.
And if there
just
is,
fun.
It's okay.
If the, if
we
that,
got
it's okay.
You.
The radio is always here. But yeah, I think we wanted to end with like something...
A bit more upbeat.
Bit more upbeat. Bit more like Frank Chicken's crazy energy. When we talked to them in the interview, they talked about how like what Frank Chicken's is really about girl power, women coming together, being like free, being fun.
Mm-hmm. That's what it means to get chickenized.
That's
right?
What chickenizing is.
Yeah.
Just telling all these fun stories, performing, and having a laugh. Like, that's really what it's all about. So I think that's what kind of drew us to their stuff.
And finding humor in tumultuous times, you know?
Yeah, strange
keeps
times.
Us going.
Times keep getting stranger, but...
Yeah.
Chickens are still here. What song are you going to end on?
We're
going to
play Sacred Marriage
here.
Because I'm thinking that's kind of
it's
love
fitting.
Themed.
Yes.
I don't know. It's a fun one. Enjoy it. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. Well, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
But every
happy
day.
Happy
day
Valentine's
for
love. Day Eve.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed this dive into Frank Chickens. I hope you kind of appreciate them like we appreciate them. They're a breath of fresh air, some might say.
They totally are. And thank you, Nolan, for being on the show.
My pleasure, as
enlightening
always.
Us with all your knowledge on world music. Tune into Nolan's show this time.
Yeah, next week.
Next week.
CIT Archives.
CIT Archives show.
Signing out. Have a good night, everyone. This is Sacred Marriage.